This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge on Sunday postponed the Trump administration order that would have banned the popular video sharing app TikTok from U.S. smartphone app stores around midnight. A more comprehensive ban remains scheduled for November, about a week after the presidential election. The judge, Carl Nichols, of the U.S. District Court for District of Columbia, did not postpone the later ban. The ruling followed an emergency hearing Sunday morning in which lawyers for TikTok argued that the administration's app store ban would infringe on First Amendment rights and do irreparable harm to the business. President Trump says confirmation of his Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will go quickly, while his Democratic rival Joe Biden is imploring the U.S. Senate to delay voting her on her nomination until after November 3rd in the election to let the people decide, as he says. Mr. Trump's announcement of Barrett for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is launching a high-stakes, fast-track election season fight over confirmation of a conservative judge who was expected to shift the court rightward as it reviews health care, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. Biden urged his former colleagues in the U.S. Senate to take a step back from the brink. President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and in his first year in the White House. This is according to a report in the New York Times. Mr. Trump has fiercely guarded his tax filings, becoming the only president in modern times not to make them public. The details of the tax filings reveal a series of financial losses and income from abroad that some say could conflict with his responsibilities as president. His financial disclosures indicated that he earned at least $434 million in 2018, but tax filings reported a